and the collaborative process of an actor, and also what it is like to maintain a personal life and be an actor. I actually urge you to read this book, both for its honesty and for the perception it has, really, of the past 30 years in American culture, specifically American comic culture. So I am delighted, honored, pleased to introduce to you tonight Gene Wilder.
Take it easy.
So many fans, Gene. Let's talk a little bit about the book. I was actually, I saw you interviewed by Katie Kirk about this book, and you told her that it was very freeing to write this book. What did you mean by that, and was it freeing?
Well, when I started out, I didn't know if I would be able to write a book or not. And when I was struck mostly by all the ironies in my life, the ironies, the accidental things that changed the course of my life. We all have those, and I know that. But once I got a hook into the ironies, the structure for the book came to me. And I was sailing along, singing a song, writing the book. And then when I came to certain passages which were more difficult to write than others, not just Gilda, but in particular Gilda, talking about it and seeing things flow out of my heart more than my mind, when I finished, I felt freed from some ghosts that were still inside.
That makes sense. In the book, you talk a lot about demons, even to the point where you would pray before you went on stage.
Well, it was a demon. I didn't think of it as demons, but just one. I didn't know if it was a man or a woman or an it. But I was 18 years old, and I went to the University of Iowa. I was a freshman, and on March 21st, oddly enough, it's almost like an anniversary, I had this compulsion to pray. I didn't know pray for what, but I felt that I needed to ask God's forgiveness for something. And I prayed for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, then the next day or 2 days later, it was a half an hour, then 45 minutes, then an hour, then going into my classes and going into the building with everyone watching me. I mean, I wasn't talking out loud, but my lips were moving. And they must have thought I was nuts. And I think I was. But when it became 1 hour, 2 hours, and 3 hours of praying, I didn't look upon it as anything holy anymore.
No.
I wasn't praying to God. I didn't know. I was asking forgiveness for something, and I didn't know what it was. I found out years later, after 7.5 years of analysis, that what right did I have to be happy emotionally, sexually, or any other way, if my mother was in pain and suffering all of her life? And, you know, Freud said to someone, I forget who, I could have told that young man what was wrong with him on the first day he came to my office. But it wouldn't have done any good. He has to tell me.
Right.
And that's what my therapist, analyst, said, you have to tell me. Well, I mean, that's what I learned from her. And eventually I